Greetings. Welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio and the BBS Network. I'm your host, James Gillen, and it's been a while since I've been on the air and could actually do some live broadcasting and actually answer questions and see what the listening audience wants to talk about. I know AR, if you're out there, he phoned me earlier and asked if he could call into the show. So AR, feel free to call into the show later on. And there's a few people out there who want to say prayers to Sarah over there in Sweden. She's having some very challenging experiences. Some group prayers going out to her would be great, and some protection energy. But there's so many things going on. I don't even know where to start. I mean, things that I knew were going to happen are happening, and they're finally happening, and we can finally talk about it. But some of the things that I've been seeing right now are just beyond crazy. I mean, it's just things we always knew or were waiting to happen are starting to happen. So one of the things I wanted to talk about is, you know, the Georgia Guidestones. They have a new plaque up there that says 2014. And they talk about a major culling of the masses and get everything down to 500, I think it was 500 million. They want the population, like 80% of us gone, if not more, and get it down to a very, very small number. And, you know, that they just put on a nice little placard on there that I thought that was interesting. That seems like 2014 just showed up, and that's their goal, you know, is to hit it hard. And I think that's kind of strange that all of a sudden the Ebola breakout, you know, which there's an American patent on Ebola, and it's a GMO, it's a genetically modified organism. But, you know, it's they've had their own Africa for a long time, so you might want to pay attention to how this is being spread. And there's a good article in the newsletter that we've just come to. We just put together, Michael Knight and I put together, we teamed up for New Earth News, and you can go to ecitynews.com if you want to find out more about that and sign up for this new newsletter. But it's going to be a very professional newsletter. Michael's got years in broadcasting experience, and so I think it's a really good professional time to team up and get all this information out. We're covering everything from earth changes to the sun to what it's doing to gamma ray bursts, you know, to I don't know. There's so many different things. The Ebola breakout, everything is covered in this new newsletter. So I would check into that. Just send an email or you can go to ecitynews.com and sign up, and definitely check that one out. I didn't get a chance to talk about the Shasta event, the Ascension Portal. A lot of good speakers there. It was great listening, you know, to the different speakers coming forward from all different avenues. And we did do a sky watch, and we stopped counting after about 40 ships came in. And we had a couple of skeptics that kept saying, "Oh, those are satellites." And then three motherships came in and powered up, and that put an end to the skeptics. So thank you, motherships. Thank you, Pleiadians, for putting on your show as usual. I think it's amazing that you did keep coming through every time. So I'm deeply honored on that. Russian intelligence has just released all the information, as well as the American intel and Snowden as well. And they're all releasing who was behind 911. Go figure. And so all the people behind that setup are being exposed and who was involved in all of it. And it goes very deep into our own organizations. It's not who you think it was. It had nothing to do with who they tried to make you believe. I mean, you know, that guy that we killed, I think, five times in a row, I think, and he keeps resurfacing and gets killed again, you know, whenever somebody needs votes or something or needs to go up in the popularity polls. But also the Kennedy assassination is finally coming to light, and all the people behind that are being exposed right now. So that's really hitting the fan right now as far as the coup that happened. And, you know, we've never been the same after that coup. We just haven't had a president that really looked out, you know, looked after the people. It's just non-existent. You know, it's sad. But got some crazy interference on the air right now, but I guess we'll just have to deal with it. But it sounds like somebody's shaving in the background. But it's not us. It's our lovely phone lines after being hit by EMP pulses and all kinds of crazy psyops. But we're doing the best we can anyway, so we'll have to just deal with it. I know the feds are having some extreme problems. The Federal Reserve is in extreme problems, and there's a major default going on there, and you're not going to hear about that. Maybe later on we'll cover that and bring some people that are involved in that situation. But, you know, I think everything's going back to the Treasury, and we can get out from under that huge, huge debt, you know, as well as the interest, you know, on top of that. So that's a step in the right direction. I'd like to see it go further than that. And one other thing on the news I wanted to talk about is NASA just had a huge gathering, and the gathering was to prepare for contact. And they invited theologians, scientists, and politicians. And, you know, the only thing I have to say at NASA is you're a little late, because we've had a lot of huge gatherings here already, and we've been doing it for 27 years. And we've already had contact, and it's ongoing. So you might want to start paying attention to what's happening around you, and get your nose out of your books and your TVs and whatever else you're doing, because the skies are full of ships right now. I love the Texas sighting. A beautiful ship appeared over Texas. It was filmed by many people. Photographs were taken. They put it on the news. It hit mainstream news. And they had a poll, and 99% of the people believed it was real. So, and UFOs do exist. So cover-up's over. You might as well just let that one go. There's no sense in going further with that. There's so many things happened. I wanted to talk about, I guess, Eric Holder resigned. I don't know if it was because of Fast and Furious or what else. There's so many things happening that we don't know about. There's documents being passed back and forth. There's files being given to people saying, you know, here's your file. Do you want us to go public, or do you want to just like gracefully bow out? And that's happening on a very large scale right now. So things are moving, and things are moving in a very good direction right now. And we're not seeing a lot of it. We're not even going to hear about it, a lot of it, because, you know, they own the lamestream news, you know, the major news agencies. So it's a lot of the things to be done behind the scenes. So, you know, just kind of pay attention and read between the lines. Another good event that's happening, Kevin Annette. I mean, that guy should just get a Purple Heart and 10 Medals of Honors, and I don't know what else. But he teamed up with the Euro Police, and they shut down some satanic networks. And I can't even say this. It looks like Negrangheta or something like Negrangheta, the Vatican, the monarchies, and the Cargill Corporation, I guess, which has a long history of trafficking, you know, like child trafficking and whatever else. So anyway, that's a major event. The Euro police, they raids that they freed 30 children, and they've done all kinds of things. Now that they're starting to break up these satanic sacrifices and all the other nonsense that's going on. So, you know, kudos to them. I think it's great that they're actually, you know, bringing this to light and bringing up the perpetrators of this, and it goes to the highest level. So there's huge, huge tribunals now into crimes of church and state, and it's all hitting the surface. So it seems like every level that's hitting the surface, and I just heard a little news blurb, and I don't know if it's true or not, but actually the Rockefellers are into these huge oil interests, and they're breaking away from that. So that might be interesting. They might see the writing on the wall and realizing that we really don't need oil. We haven't needed oil since the 30s and 40s. We've had other technologies. And, you know, we've been going back and forth to the moon and Mars since the 60s, 68, according to the whistleblowers. Might have been earlier than that, but we've had that technology. And some of the head Lockheed guys are saying, you know, we have the technology to take ET home now. So anyway, that's a done deal. That's all coming out. The secret space program is coming out, the jump rooms. I had a couple conversations with... mental fart. Let me think about this. Asagio, what's his first name? I don't know. I'm brain farting right now. But anyway, I had a couple couple of meetings with him, and it was pretty interesting. I mean, he's going to be running for president, and very articulate. You know, the information he was putting out about the jump rooms and everything else, it was, he's getting all this cooperation by other whistleblowers and down to details, and he's bringing out information that nobody else knew, and actually he's changing the public records of saying, hey, that's wrong, these buildings weren't there, that, you know, or other buildings were there and they weren't even on record. And then he shows, then they have the pictures that show that other buildings were there. So he is showing that he was, did go back in time. Andrew Passaggio, I think I'm saying that right. Boy, I don't know why I couldn't remember his first name. But pretty interesting story. You know, I was listening to all the different stories, but the man is very articulate and has a lot to say. And his platform is just amazing. You know, he's just running on a platform of truth. We're just going to tell the truth from now on, total transparency. What a novel idea. You know, that would be amazing. So, you know, that's another thing that's in the news. But, you know, things are really heating up. Things are moving really fast. And, you know, if, you know, hopefully this will all just keep moving, you know, in that direction. But, you know, and I have nothing against the Illuminati. I'm not here to bring harm or pain or suffering to anybody, although they have brought quite a few, lot of pain and suffering to people, and with the, you know, enslavement through dependency and the poverty and the, and, you know, a lot of banksters seem to be disappearing right now through various means. I like the one assassination where he actually put in, took a nail gun to his head and I guess shot himself 6 times. I don't know how you do that. I'm in construction. You have to do something to the nail gun to even make it work. You have to pull the guide back and tie it down, and there's things you have to do, but how do you shoot yourself in the head 6 times with a nail gun? It's just, it's beyond me. I mean, you know, and other people shoot themselves in the head twice and then they jump off of buildings. And I don't know. It's just getting insane out there. So it is getting crazy, and it's going to get crazier as the energies come in. And as this old Archon grid, this old network gets collapsed, that whole grid, as it goes out, it's just going to, you're going to see a lot of craziness until it's done. And we just need to start focusing on a different world, a new world, and focus on love and joy and bliss and move in that direction, and always act in service to Creator and each other, and we'll be fine, you know. But we need to start moving in that direction with impeccable integrity. Speaking of impeccable integrity, I see people grab my stuff all the time, my conferences and everything, and they put them on YouTube, and you know, without our permission, which is really okay. I don't really care about that as long as the information is getting out. And a lot of our footage people borrow all the time, and I actually give it freely anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I just hope they keep the information correct, you know, and don't twist it into something dark or ugly. And it's funny, but I see these comments. Somebody sent me these comments people were making in a 2010 talk. And all these comments on there, they're filled with shills and people like, I think it was Lucifer Lady or something, Luciferian Lady, and all these things, and making all these comments. And I'm going, oh my God, who are these people and where do they come from? But it would be nice if they quoted me right. You know, they're saying that I'm totally into the New World Order and I want the New World Order to run the planet, you know, one government, you know. I do believe in one people and one planet, and honoring the diversity. And I think we all need to get together to clean up this mess and work in unity consciousness. I do believe in unity consciousness, but I don't believe in overlords that are standing, you know, in judgment and, you know, dominating us and all this other nonsense that's going on. So it was up to me. I would hire about 5 or 6 grandmothers and have them run the entire planet, you know, and nothing gets, and these are grandmothers. These are women that have been around for a long time. You know, they've raised families. They're very educated in the basics, you know, of being kind to each other and taking care of your families and respecting each other. So I really want to, that would be my idea, you know, eventually to set up something like that and set up a true republic where everybody would vote and nobody could get in there and tinker, you know, with the findings. And like most very spiritually and technologically advanced civilizations, they do have councils, and those councils are chosen by their track record of service, you know, to the people and their spiritual adeptness. And so the people that are very adept and very spiritually evolved and have a long track record of service, those are the ones they pick to be their leaders. And we're doing something totally contrary to that. And we wonder why we're having all these problems. And it goes back to the leadership and giving our power away to those who eventually use it against us or misuse it. And that's just an ongoing thing. And we know what Einstein said about that. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, is a form of insanity. So we are an insane species down here, and we need to wake up fast and figure this out. It looks like we've got some callers. I think I've covered most of what we wanted to talk about. The ships are still flying up here. We're seeing a lot of ships, a lot of power-ups, a lot of turns. A lot of things landing on the mountain and doors opening on the mountain. It's getting pretty crazy. And I know whenever I go and speak at events, they put on quite a show every time. So every once in a while, I'll see people, well, I was there and I didn't see anything. And I go, yeah, you're over by the campfire singing and you weren't even with the Skywatch group. So maybe that's why you didn't see anything, you know, because that wasn't your priority. But you know, it's funny, they're there, they're always there, and the people who do choose, you know, to be a part of that and have, you know, open minds and loving hearts and pure intent are having amazing experiences. The other people that want to remain skeptics and just throw out negativity are having a negative experience, and there's nothing I can do about that. That's their choice and that's their free will. So all I can say is have fun with that, and we're going to move on. But anyway, I've got, looks like we've got some callers coming in already. We've got AR on line one. Let's see if we can bring AR on the line.
Howdy. Good evening.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, James. Really honored to be on the show. I was checking up on my guys upstairs to see, this is just the right time when I do when they pay you a visit, so... once you visit the ranch, you take some friends with you back home.
Yeah.
And for people who say, oh, well, I live in a city, that will never happen to me. I'm surrounded by houses. Exactly what you said. All you really need, all the tools for contact and everything like that. We're born with them. All you need is a good heart, a good intention, and they will find it. They will figure out how to contact you, literally. And they can read your level of fear, if that is the case, and they will find it a way for you to see them. And it's just so amazing. And I was checking up on my guys, and they always pay me a visit every night when the sky is clear. And that's almost on a daily basis.
Great.
And so
yeah,
thank
you gotta
very
get
much.
A camera. You got to get these things on film.
I do. What I really care about is communication. You know, that's what really, really counts. And because, like you said, in the contact and disclosure happens on an individual basis. They're not going to – we have to stop waiting for the ships to land on the green lawn of the White House. When you know that it is happening to you, then you don't need anything else, any other proof to justify somehow. If it doesn't happen on TV, then it's not real. Sorry. When you see them come into your own yard, that's proof enough.
Yeah. And, well, TV's twisting it anyway. The TV show is making everything hellacious, and, you know, they're bugs, and they're coming to eat us, and they're here for human pilaf, and they have all these other programs, And I found out later that a lot of the people that were doing the regressions, you know, that the abduction things and stuff like that, a large part of their cases were beings that when they experienced it, said, this doesn't sound like an abduction. This sounds like a reunion. And in the regressions, and you didn't hear any of that. All of that was stuffed. And that's coming out now, too, that a lot of the abduction people out there, and I won't mention their names. One of them just died recently, and there's other ones, but they actually had had people on cases there that wasn't an abduction. It was actually a reunion, and it was an agreed upon event.
Yes, and you know, I do the same thing, and every time when that happens, we are so trained, or we hear from others, that we see things from a victim standpoint. Oh, they're coming to take me, or they're kidnapping me, or, you know, and no, it is a pre-agreed event, and they're literally coming in to check in on you, and, hey, how you doing? And some, in most cases, they're actually looking into our health, and they're examining us, and they're doing this, but we're so traumatized or brainwashed by Hollywood. It's like, oh, they're doing this to you, and they're going to probe you, and they're going to do this. It's nothing like that. And when you regress a person, the strangest things happen. Not only that you find out what really happened, but you can actually talk to the ETs live. And that's really, you know, that would, you know, that is amazing. And
which it clicks and whistles and, with some of them. But yeah, most of it's telepathic. The, you know, one thing I talk about, I know there has been some kind of degenerate ETs, and there was some things going on that weren't in our highest and best good, but by far most of it is benevolent, and the benevolent ones are actually coming in and putting a stop to that, you know, any of the negative stuff. And your own government made pacts and agreements with some low-level contacts and things, and they've learned from that experience, and hopefully they're choosing the right ones now to work with.
Luckily, the balance is in our favor. There's more benevolent, and they're helping us. And like you know, the part that is really amazing is they care more about us than we care about ourselves in most cases.
And our planet.
We're likely to have them on our own side.
And yeah, especially our planet, too. I mean, they're more concerned about our planet than we are. And we're doing everything we can to destroy it, and they're just kind of monitoring that and going, oh, my God, what are they going to do next? You know, and they're doing all they can to help us. You know, they can't do everything for us, but they are definitely helping us.
Yes, we do know about the non-interference laws, and we do have to call for help or else nothing. I mean, you know, we have to call them as well. They're not going to interfere with us unless they're called to help. And but what I really wanted to do is to thank you for the previous weekend that I was at the ranch, the Ambassador Training Workshop. It was amazing. It was extraordinary. The experiences there. Everybody should come to the ranch, and if not for the workshop, just to come and experience the energies. They're just amazing, as we know, and we find out that the place is really sacred, and it should be treated as such. It's a very beautiful place. All the naysayers and also, oh, come on, no, this. They have to be there to see it with their own eyes. And like you said, the armchair investigators, really, please get off your butts and research. Do. Go. Experience. Live life. Things are not what they see on the Internet, because we do know there's a lot of misinformation out there. Satellites, do not stop. Do not turn around. Drop to treetop level or come and hover in front of you. That is definitely not a satellite. And when I see those people, it's like, come on, did you feel that? Not just see it when you feel it, you know, when you experience it takes it to a whole other level. And the workshop itself, you called upon those beautiful beings, and I saw them, and that forever changes you. You can never go back to who you were again. The genie is way out of the bottle, and you cannot put ever back again.
Yeah.
And
well, we've got another giant stack of firewood and all kinds of stuff going on. So if you want to come up early and help us out, we'd be more than happy.
Okay, I will talk to you maybe next Thursday or so. I'll be on my way. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds great. Hey, well, thanks for calling in. I've got a huge list of callers, and thank you so much for your support and letting people know about your experience.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care. I wanted a quick note out. Next weekend, we've got the Freedom and Divinity and Empire workshop with Spencer Barclay, Neil Kramer, and Nate Walton. So if you want to find out more about that, go to esetireservations@gmail.com. To request an invite. They're not on the website. It's not on eseti.org. You can go to eseti.org and, you know, call the numbers there, or use, you know, call the, or, you know, send an email if you want to find out more about that. But the best way to find out, again, is ecityreservations@gmail.com. And without any further ado, I think we've got Michael online too. Michael, are you with us? Hello, Michael.
Hello. Can you hear me, James?
Yes.
All right. It's a great pleasure to be calling in. Wonderful commentary from your first caller. And your comment about reunion, when the entities appear, and the way it's been portrayed by the media, that they're all sort of bad news. No, that's not the case. I've been to the ranch a few times. I've seen the power-ups. I just thought I'd call in and tell you how humbling it is to step out of a mode of skepticism and actually experience what's available at the ranch. I've seen these things elsewhere, but the truth is that the honesty and the personal experience at the ranch is something that is almost beyond words.
Well, thank you. You know, the this is, people don't know who you are. This is Michael Knight, and we just teamed up together to do a newsletter, and because he has years of professional journalism, and I think has a lot to say, and he picks out the hard-hitting news that we need to know about, and it can help us get us through these changes. And it's also a forum that people can work on. But Michael, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you in that newsletter?
Well, very simply, if they could note down ecetinews.com, E-C-E-T-I, news.com. That's where you'll see what James and I have put together. And honestly, folks, this is an absolute humbling experience for me. I directed the documentary, Contact Has Begun. And just to give you some background, I've been a lifelong journalist, and journalism puts you in skeptic mode from day one because you don't know whether people are telling you the truth when they talk to you as a journalist. Everybody has another agenda. So when we did the initial foray up there to think about possibly doing a documentary with James, I had that skepticism mode. But James, as he does now, just says what he says. And you can take it or leave it. And he said that you can telepathically communicate with these UFOs that come over the ranch. And he did that, and we saw a couple come over the ranch. And he said, and they do these power-ups, which sounded to me like a bit strange. But a couple of them did. And that impressed me. The thing about being a skeptic is that you attract everything that will make you skeptical. But at the same time, you can also be open-minded about your own skepticism. You can be prepared to engage something new, and that's the case. Well, the producer and I went to sleep that night outside looking up at the stars, and we woke up early in the morning, and one of these non-satellite things was coming across, and I said to the producer, John, hey, look at that. And he said, well, you know, if we do telepathic stuff, it might power up. So we did. We said, hey, if you're a real sort of ET craft, power up. And it went boom, just like a, you know, just, it honestly powered up. So John got out his little camera, just a dinky little Canon thing, out of his shirt pocket, and he flashed back at this UFO up in the sky. Three times this satellite, quote-unquote, powered up. That, like anything else in life, if you experience it, you know it's true. As a consequence, we made the DVD, and this is a little while back. And then just recently, James and I have connected again, and we've started a newsletter called New Earth News, which I won't go on too much, James, because there's plenty of other callers. But the contact point for that, if you want to investigate it, is ecetinews, esetinews.com.
Great. Hey, before you go, I'd love for you to tell that little story about when the batteries up there. It was kind of funny, especially when they brought that exotic camera up and the batteries were dead.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And the charger at home and everything. I'd love for you to tell that story.
Well, we had a $30,000 or $40,000 camera out there, and I didn't buy it, but John did. And the thing was, when we were up there and filming, the batteries would keep going flat, and James would say, "Well, just give them to me," and would give them to him, and he'd put them in his pocket. And 3 minutes later, he'd bring them out and give them back to us, and the batteries were recharged. That's awesome.
I like doing that. It's like, how do you explain that? You know, that's one you just, I mean, it's in your face and it's in your hand and you can't explain. I did that with Above Top Secret, and I did that with Shine Center, several other people. Like, I showed them that, you know, how you can charge batteries, and really anybody can do it. You just have to just get out of the way and let it happen. We have trillions of volts in our body, and we just don't know how to direct that energy.
James, thank you for taking the call.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Michael, and talk to you soon.
Bye.
I think we've got Thomas on line one. Thomas, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Thank you. I was sort of curious about the actually becoming spiritually enlightened, actually coming to a point in your life where you really realize that this is all an illusion, and finally realize that we can actually find another dimension within ourselves and leave this place. Are you familiar with that type of thinking?
Yeah, definitely. Basically, my understanding is that we are multidimensional beings existing on a vibrational continuum. And a lot of the practices that we do are actually accessing that energy within ourselves. And we actually have people in some of the classes vanishing. You can see right through them. You can see the chairs through them and things like that. And they're already, you know, moving into the next dimension. So definitely I'm aware of that. And I have a lot of incredible teachers I've learned from that taught me, you know, how to do this as well. And my biggest teacher was the near-death experiences where I drowned and crossed over and got a firsthand experience that I do continue beyond this meat suit, you know, and there are incredible beings, you know, on many dimensions as we move up the continuum.
Do you see that all the extraterrestrials being benevolent?
No, I don't. And I've talked about this with a lot of people. We can maintain our self-authority and set boundaries and access the God within ourselves and keep these other entities out. And there are tools and techniques, and we teach those right up front, even before meditation or anything. We teach people how to heal unseen negative influences and keep your energies clear. And also, you know, how you can call on the higher dimensional beings for protection, and they'll assist you in moving these beings out of your space.
I see. See, someone like me, I would love to come to Shasta because I know it's so beautiful there. But unfortunately, I'm quadriplegic, and it would be almost impossible to get there.
Yeah.
I'm
in Washington State, actually. I just did a workshop, a conference in Shasta, but I'm actually in Washington State, right on the border of Oregon.
Okay. I'm in Southern California by Huntington Beach. Born and raised here, so I surfed before my accident, and I've been up and down the coast surfing. So I've always been with nature. I grew up on the beach. I mean, literally we there every weekend. So I have bond with nature.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing what they're doing to our planet, and it's very disturbing.
Well, they are warring on nature and us.
Oh, is that right?
Oh yeah, these beings, these malevolent ones, you know, are connected on the highest levels, and there's a full out war against nature. They hate creation and the created, which is us. You know, we're part of that, and you know, that's just a reality. That's what's happening. If you don't believe so, you know, look at what's happening to the planet and the people on this planet. You know, it's very obvious.
It is very obvious, because you wouldn't kill something you love. You just wouldn't do that. And you wouldn't kill something that you need for life. We need it. I just can't believe how the people are today in America. You know, because I'm 57, so I grew up in the 60s, and I'm witnessing America just collapse as far as the people, their willingness to stand up for what's right, just disintegrated. I don't know where it went. I don't know who these people are.
Well, the fluoride is working, you know, as well as the aspartame and all the other food additives and the you know, all the other airwaves and things they're doing. It's definitely having its effect, and unfortunately, you know, but, you know, we need to rise the occasion and step up to the plate here. And I think I'm feeling pretty good lately, because I'm really seeing this happening. There are people on the inside that are stepping up to the plate, and there's a lot of things that I've been privy to that I know that are unfolding, you know, and people are having files put right on their desk and saying, here's your file. We have all the goods on you. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to stand down? Are you going to resign, or what are you going to do? And all of a sudden, these people are just resigning right and left. And right. So there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes that are pretty amazing.
So you would agree with somebody like Ben Pulford, or would that be cautious?
Yeah, I haven't followed Ben for quite some time. I'm not really into another monetary system, you know, being enslaved by another monetary system that might be a little better than the last one. You know, I don't know. It's just, I think there might be a series of steps, but we eventually need to just get away from money. You know, higher civilizations don't have money, and they want for nothing. They live a very abundant life, and they're free of disease and war and everything else. We've just been so programmed that we have to have money that we don't know how to do anything else.
Right. The Europeans seem to be not as docile as the Americans.
I know. You would think that America would be the one place that they would never pull any of this stuff off, especially, you know, all these acts that are totally unconstitutional that they're signing. And you know, you would say, well, that would never happen in America. But unfortunately, the other countries are just laughing at us. They're going, oh, my God, what are you people brain dead? You know, but I think people are starting to wake up, and there is a movement happening.
I hope so. I really hope so. I listened to a guy by the name of Cameron Day. Radio show last night, where he was talking about the Ascended Masters being a hoax on us by the malevolent beings, and that we have to be really cautious of what we're praying to, and what, you know, we tend to grab onto things, I think, in sometimes desperation.
I think he's correct. Correct in a way. We need to stop giving our power away. And if they are an ascended master, they don't want our power, and they don't want us praying to them. They want us making our own personal God connection. So I do agree on that part of it, but they do exist. There are ascended masters. I've been face to face with them. I know they're real, you know, but our concept of them and how we've twisted them and we're using them and other people are using them. I mean, I saw Saint Germain shampoo and you know, I went, oh my God, when's this going to end? You know? So, and unfortunately, a lot of times when I hear Saint Germain, I go, what do you want? You know, like I grab for my wallet, you know, and say, okay, you know what, I don't want to diss Saint Germain or say he doesn't exist or anything else, but I think humans have taken these masters and use them for their own means and their own to justify their own programs. And I think, you know, that should come to a close here.
Right. Right. And it should go back to that whole thought process of not needing money at all.
And, exactly.
It really
helps. You know, I think we aren't that far away. And I know the technology exists, and I think it's coming forward. And I think it's going to be out in probably maybe a couple years at the most, where we can regenerate anything. And any illness, any injury, anything, we can regenerate that. And they already have the technology in the Super Soldier program. And if things go right, that technology is going to be released to people that are handicapped or have had injuries or whatever. And I'm really pushing that to come forward. I'm working, you know, with others too to bring that technology forward.
Well, we really need it. We really do.
Yeah, because I went through that myself. I blew out L4 and 5, and I pinched the nerves off to my right leg, and I couldn't even use my leg for a year. And, you know, they told me you had to have all these operations or I'd never walk again, and had a 50% chance. And I said, well, I'm not, if you're going to cut me open and I have a 50% chance, forget it. I'll use the other 50% and heal myself. And I did, actually. So there's a lot of power in just knowing you can regenerate yourself and making the right connections.
Exactly. I've made a lot of mistakes with doctors. I've had a lot of operations before they've done a number. I was warned a long time ago by my grandmother. I should have listened to her.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Unfortunately.
I appreciate you taking my call. I appreciate it. I don't want to take up all your time.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, and we'll send you some nice juju, and hopefully it can, you know, get you back on your feet and out there.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. I think we've got Louisa on line 3. Hope I'm saying that name right. That's the way it's printed here. Louisa, are you with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
I can. I hope I'm getting your name right.
That's correct. Thank you, James, for taking my call. You've been very generous to all your callers tonight, and that's very kind of you, because people just feel like they really need some place to gravitate and really, you know, you have more than one question. I certainly have a list. I know I'm not going to get to them all, but I did go to your website and send an email to request a visit to your ranch. So you should have that, and hope it's kind of a long letter, but I just wanted to give you some background. But I wanted to, you had mentioned Andy Bisaggio, in the beginning of your broadcast tonight, and there are some interviews with him on Alfred Lambermont Weber's website, exopolitics.com, if anybody wanted to follow up on that. Very interesting interviews that he had given Alfred, as well as Kevin Annett, who you also mentioned,
yes,
has interviews on that website as well. And one of the things that I was interested in coming to your ranch isn't really for the show of UFOs. I've seen one before. I'm sure it's pretty cool, but it's really more for the spiritual component and the non-physical part of the experience of who we are.
Exactly.
I kind of feel like the malevolent ETs have kind of robbed us of our humanity and our experience of humans on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So I really hope
they've been very busy. They've been, this whole network, they call it the Archon Network, it's been around forever, and they've been holding us down for a long, long time. But the good news is the benevolent ones are coming in, and it's just amazing the force that's coming in to take care of this other network. And they're losing. There's a huge cleanup process going on, so it's not too much longer before we are going to be free, and hopefully we can start making some decisions without all that influence, and we can get the leadership, you know, that will turn this planet around.
Do you feel that the ones who are visiting the what's the name of the mountain?
That's Mount Adams. Ranch?
Mount Adams, I'm sorry, yeah. Right. There's a benevolent species who are visiting.
Oh, yeah, there's the inner earth. There's a doorway to the inner earth. They come out of the mountain. And we have film of the doorway opening and ships and objects coming out of it. And we also have a stargate above us. So we have the best of both worlds. We have the, you know, the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Lights coming in, the Andromedans, the Arcturians, Sirians, you know, the benevolent ones are all coming in. And you know, they're the malevolent ones are, there's no match for these guys when they come in. They're really taking care of business now.
Well, I guess they overrode that policy of non-interference. Is that correct?
Yeah, they had to, because there was so much interference by the Dark Hearts and the other the Archon network, some regenerate greys and reptilians and some serpent beings and other things there was so much interference that they finally just had to step in and clean house, because we were so infested that, you know, Earth was supposed to be an Eden where everything could evolve to its highest potential, and it got hijacked. And so now they're resetting that and cleaning up this old grid and bringing in a whole new grid so we can get back on track.
I hope so, because what you're saying is really, very hopeful. And
yeah,
because I think that it hasn't trickled down yet, so hopefully people can start to see that more in their everyday lives.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Well, Eric Holder just stepped down and resigned, you know, so there's a lot of things happening that I'm privy to that I can't even talk about, but when I can, I'm going to get the people that are involved to come on the air and talk about it. But there's some amazing things happening with our economic system, you know, with free energy, fuelless energy, water technologies, healing technologies, all of this stuff is about ready to bust wide open. And they just have to clear away, you know, some of the people that are holding it back. And when they get enough of that done, it's just going to be like a tidal wave of new technologies and new understandings.
Are you familiar with a fellow by the name of Tolik?
Yes, I've had him on the show a couple of times.
Oh, okay. So because he has made some claims about having some knowledge of and communication with them taking out underwater bases and things of that nature. So I don't know if those are some things that that's already been, and I'm sure it's already, you know, been put on the internet. So it's something, if you knew about, I'm sure, would you be, you know, privy to talk about that?
Oh, yeah. I have talked about it. I've had him on the air, and we've talked about all of that. And I'll probably bring him back on the air. I've just been so booked up with other events and other people and on the road that I just haven't had a chance to. But, you know, I'd like to get Cobra on the show and a few others. I think it's quite interesting because Cobra comes out with this information, and we just received the same information from the Pleiadians, and they totally sync up. I'm not as involved in the economic side of things. He goes deeper into that. I can't validate that end of it, because that's just not where I focus. But as far as a lot of the other things about the shifts and the energies coming in and the help and everything else, has been totally validated on our end.
And in terms of Dolores Cannon and her quantum healing, is that similar to your spiritual transpersonal release session? Is there some?
No, it's
not. Sure, I understand what that you do. Could you explain what that is?
Well, if your you see spiritual... there's actually video. We actually videotape the energy coming in when we do this process, and we hold people in this really high consciousness and energy field, and you can even see the bodies pixelate out and turn into light. And when we have people in that field, we go through, we first clear out any unseen negative influences, make sacred space, and then we find out who their main teacher and guide is and bring them in. And then we clear out any past lives that need to be healed. And then we go into any trauma, like childhood trauma, and clear that out too. And at the end, we do an initiation. So it's like having a whole lot of sessions in one, but things heal very fast and very graceful. And it's just a whole different process. And I think Dolores Cannon's doing some great work, and she has some really good processes out there. There's a couple things that she's been here at the ranch, and she's kind of said chemtrails didn't exist and there's no negative ETs. And I don't agree with that, but you know, we have a right to our opinions. And my personal experiences as, you know, watching the skies and breathing in the toxic fumes and experiencing the negative ETs and constantly getting them off of people and clearing them, you know, I have to say that they do exist, and they have been quite a problem on this planet.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, because the amount of information is overwhelming. The amount of disinformation is even more overwhelming. It's very hard to discern, really, and it makes it hard for people who really try to, you know, get research and try to get the facts, try to find the truth, because it's just a swarm of information. And there's so much of what Dolores does that is just so captivating. And then, right, when the comment like that, it does make you, oh, you scratch your head and say, but I don't agree with that. And it's kind of like the same thing with the Billy Meyer case. And then Michael Horn gets on and just kind of adulterates some of, I think, what probably actually happened. And I think he's doing Billy a disservice by
being
a spokesman for him. But
I've
had a bad experience with their forum. And
well, almost everybody I know that,
but their own.
Yeah, everybody that's dealt with Michael Horn has had a bad experience. I can't come up with anybody that had a good one. And he's been attacking everybody and us for a long time. And you know, basically, you know, we've had some debates. And I said, well, so you believe Billy Meyer is the only true prophet of God or spirit form, as they call it? And he said, yes. And I said, you also believe he's the only contactee? And he said, yes. And I said, well, where do you go? That's total narcissism. And it's totally inconsistent with the preponderance of evidence that contacts are happening everywhere. And you don't have an exclusive on God and ET, I'm sorry, you know. And so, where do you go after that when somebody is making claims like that? And then they attack all the other researchers, even crop circle researchers, calling them all hoaxes and they're all man-made. And then later on, he finds out they are real. So even his contacts are giving him misinformation, you know, Patton and these other guys. So I don't know. It's such a mess. And it's the most disempowering message I've ever heard, because they're saying that you can't make your own personal contact with Creator, and you can't make your own contact with ET or the off-world visitors, and which is are both ridiculous statements to make, but they just stand by that and keep regurgitating that over and over again and discount all of the evidence that this is happening. It's a global event, you know, so... you can't
argue with that, because then you'll be shown the door, which they did to me on the forum.
I do exactly,
and when I tried to question them on it, I mean, I really questioned them at the heart of if they sent a prophet, if the Pleiadians sent a prophet here once before to send a message and he was crucified, why would they do it again? Because it didn't work then, so why would they do it again? And I mean, I was attacked, really. It was just a simple question.
Well, listen to the history of Billy Meyer, because he starts out basically, he's a thief, I guess. He gets thrown in jail, and then he joins the Foreign Legion, and then he deserts the Foreign Legion. Then he becomes, I believe, a bounty hunter and I guess a smuggler, according to what they're saying. Definitely a bounty hunter, going out shooting people for hire, you know. And then he wraps a towel around his head and he calls himself a guru. And the next thing you know, he's a contactee and he has this huge story for everybody. And then they say, oh, you're the most enlightened person on the planet. And to me, why didn't they pick the Dalai Lama or some other Lama or some other yogi or some kid, you know, that has a history of service, you know, of serving out of love and joy and bliss. And it shows a very enlightened prospect. And you know, I've watched him just scathingly attack people. He attacked us. And, you know, what do you do with that? I mean, how can this guy even profess to be the only true prophet of creator or spirit form? It's a no-brainer. It doesn't make any sense at all. And that whole thing is degenerated into a very nasty cult. And that's basically where they're at with it. So I don't give it any energy whatsoever. Yeah.
Right. Well, I think for people who want to reconcile the whole Jesus Christ issue, he has this Talmud Emmanuel. And I think people, you know, they need to lay down their religious beliefs. They need to know what this truth is. And
yeah.
When you're trying to really find out the truth of Jesus, whether he lived, whether he didn't, whether, you know, it's very confusing. And when you think you're on the trail of trying to really uncover some truth, it starts to fall apart, and then you get disappointed and feel like, well, look, I'm abandoning my faith. I want to make sure that I'm doing it for the right reason, because it was adulterated like everything else we've been fed. So
I'll tell you,
we're
out of time right now. Unfortunately, I've got to sign off, but I just wanted to leave you with, there's two things. The book Reunion with Source, I cover the life of Jesus, and gives us a whole different concept of what really happened back then. And also Michal Ledwith's work with hamburgeruniverse.com. He did an amazing DVD about the true life of Jesus, and he had access to all the catacombs underneath the Vatican and all the information there. So it's an incredible DVD if people want to get that. And it'll take you a while to get through it, but it really gives a very clear and accurate picture of what really happened.
Well, thank you, and I hope to be a visitor at your ranch soon.
Great. All right. Well, we'll see you when you're here. And we're out
thanks
of time,
so
folks.
Much for your time. Very generous.
Yeah. All right. Unfortunately, we're out of time, folks. And thanks for coming on the show. I'm glad we got to some of the callers. And Hewitt, sorry we couldn't get to you. We're out of time, and maybe next week. But anyway, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. Stay tuned for next weekend, and be sure and come to the Freedom and Divinity and Empire workshop next weekend with Spencer Barkley, Neil Kramer, and Nate Walton. Go to esetireservations@gmail.com for more information, and have a great evening. Watch the skies, stay in the heart, and things are happening.